This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Russia to free a detained U.S. journalist. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The message is simple.
Let him go.
The president pushing Russia to release the Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich, whom Moscow arrested on espionage charges. It's the first time an American journalist has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Biden administration calls the charge ridiculous and the targeting of Americans unacceptable. Asked if he'd retaliate by expelling Russian diplomats or journalists from the U.S.
That's not the plan right now.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Biden is visiting a Mississippi town Friday that's been ravaged by a deadly tornado as a series of severe storms threatens again to rip across the Midwest and the south of the United States. Last week's twister destroyed 300 homes and businesses in Rolling Fork and nearby Silver City, leaving mounds of lumber, bricks, and twisted metal. Hundreds of other structures were badly damaged. The death toll stands at 21 based on deaths confirmed by coroners. Authorities don't know of anyone else missing. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are surveying the damage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at a ceremony in the town of Bucha near Kyiv on Friday to commemorate the anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russia's brutal occupation. Bucha stands as a symbol of atrocities committed by the Russian army since its full-scale invasion began in February of 2022. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha for about a month soon after the start of the war. Ukrainian troops retook the town to find horrific scenes. Hundreds of bodies were uncovered, including some children. More at our website, VOA.